Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. And back in 2005, we introduced you to a group of young men who spent a year in Kenya. They were studying at the Baraka School. That's a boarding school that was set up specifically for inner city African-American boys from Baltimore to get them away from the crime and drugs in their neighborhoods. They were featured in a documentary called The Boys of Baraka. And the kids we spoke to were supposed to stay for 4 years, but after just one, the program was canceled because of security concerns in Kenya. We spoke with Devon Brown. He was in 10th grade and returned to his public school in Baltimore.
I had to take what I have learned from over there, which is one thing is respect, responsibilities, and being a man and trying to get your education. I had to take what I learned over there, bring it over here, so now that I can come home, I am adapted to going to school.
Well, frankly, we worried about Devon's Kenyan dream being cut short. But fast forward 8 years, he has a new one, and he's lived up to that pledge that he made to himself. Devon has founded Taharka Brothers Ice Cream. That's a company owned and operated by young black men in the Baltimore area. They started a Kickstarter campaign to raise $28,000 to buy an ice cream truck. Here's Devon in that Kickstarter video.
We are a Baltimore-based ice cream company, home of the Baltimore Ravens, home of the Oreos, there you go. Filled of young social activists, young business owners, using our ice cream as a way to bring people together.
And Devon Brown joins us from the studios of WYPR in Baltimore. Devon, nice to speak with you again.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, well,
a long time.
That's not really that long time, but it's an amazing...
Feel like it.
Yeah, at your young age, you're 23?
Yep. I was 15 when I think you talked to me.
Uh-huh. And 23.
So I'm 23 now.
Now you have a whole company. Well, first of all, how are you doing on your Kickstarter campaign?
We've reached our goal yesterday around 8 o'clock. So that's pretty exciting. But we still have until tomorrow at 12:30 for people to still support us and still make pledges to our Kickstarter campaign.
Well, let's keep going. Let's get 2 ice cream trucks.
Yeah, well, everyone, I wish, but we're going to just take it, one truck at a time. And what we want to use the extra funds for is to have a cool website, and we want to do a app where you could track the location of our truck.
Well, let's talk about it. Taharka Brothers, the ice cream started as a storefront. Now you sell retail, want to get a truck. Is part of the reason to have the ice cream truck to maybe go to the neighborhoods where you grew up, where kids, ice cream trucks sometimes don't go?
Yeah, well, because we're a socially conscious ice cream company, it's all about bringing people together and educating people. So in order to get our message out there, we need to be mobile. We need to be on the streets. We need to be able to go in places that one location can't go.
Yeah, well, and you say socially conscious. Start with the name of the company, Taharka.
So Taharka is the name of a guy, Taharka McCoy. Taharka McCoy grew up in the projects of Baltimore. He was mentored by the founder of the nonprofit that started Taharka Brothers. Taharka McCoy was, a great kid, quiet. But, again, it's hard growing up as an African-American guy in the inner city of Baltimore. Taharka grew up, went to college, and started mentoring another young guy. And one day, this young guy was getting into some type of altercation with someone else, and Taharka McCoy went to go and break it up, and he wound up getting killed. We've named our company Taharka Brothers based off the fact that there are a lot of Taharkas, whether you are in Baltimore, whether you're in Chicago, whether you are in Little Rock, Arkansas, there are a lot of Taharkas, a lot of young men and women growing up in underprivileged communities. Taharka Brothers represents a generation of people wanting to better themselves, and we're going to use our ice cream as a way to make that happen.
Well, and I can't help but mention that there was a young man in Sanford, Florida.
Yes.
Of course, Trayvon Martin. I'm wondering how much you're thinking of that right now.
Thinking about it, a lot. This company is all about trying to cultivate cultural understanding, how to make people think differently about other people and other race, other genders.
Well, Devon, how do you do that with ice cream?
Not only do we have a great ice cream, but we name our flavors after social activists, social movements that have shaped the fabric of our country. We have a flavor named A Dream Preferred. It's based off of Langston Hughes' poem called Harlem. And what people don't know is that Langston Hughes was a big candy fan. He loved candy. His favorite candy was this coconut crunch bar. He also traveled to Haiti and fell, he was in love with Haitian rum. And Tahawka Brothers is now in a direct trade initiative with Haitian farmers buying chocolate and vanilla and sea salt from Haiti. So what we do is we take all these ingredients that represent Langston Hughes and his poem and put it into a pint. So we got the coconut. We have the raisin because he talks about a raisin in the sun. Then, we caramelize the sugar on top because he talks about, does it crust over like a sugary sweet? And when people are eating our ice cream, we can have conversations about Langston Hughes. We are educating people about our culture or different cultures. I mean, we have a Howard Zinn flavor. He's a great author, a great playwright. We have a peach ice cream because he was from, Atlanta, Georgia. So our ice cream is very socially conscious. And so the way that we bring people together is bring people who have shaped the fabric of this country, tell their stories. And these stories also tells the current stories of what's going on today.
Howard Zinn, of course, the white historian who wrote his History of the World, terrific. Oh, Devon, it's terrific to hear you speaking. It strikes us that, back to the Baraka School for a moment, we remember a scene in the film when you thought you were being made to walk home alone in the dark because you misbehaved. You actually weren't alone. Counselors were watching you, but you were crying. But obviously, something worked for you, and yet three of the other characters in the documentary didn't do as well. Some have had trouble with drugs. Some have spent time in jail. None of them finished high school. And here you are, 23 years old, with a company. Why do you think you're on one path and maybe some other kids are struggling?
I think that's a very good question. I tried to be outgoing. I wanted to know people. I wanted to be, in your face. When we went to these film festivals where they showed the film, many of people came up to us with business cards. And I remember having this conversation with Richard in Monterey when we were in California at the Image Award about contacting these folks back, giving them a call. And they were like, no, I don't really want to be a doctor, so I don't need to call, this person. Well, no, I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't need to call this person. So they would, get all these cards and all these contacts and never use them. They would never reach out to these folks. And I was the one that everyone who gave me a card, I made sure that I followed up with them, that I stayed connected with them. And these relationships paid off. I've built a whole network of mentors and friends from 15 to now, and it's starting to pay off.
It sounds like you're saying to other young black men, when opportunity comes, embrace it, take it, because you don't know if it'll come again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And one other thing, Devon, because when we spoke, when you were so young, 15, you're now 23, you said you wanted to be a preacher. It strikes me that you are, but through ice cream.
You know what? I don't think I was meant to be maybe a pastor per se, but ministering is my lifestyle. But, like you said, selling ice cream and using my business and, I graduated from MICA as a film major, using those medium as a way to get my story out, to get a message out, to tell people, how to perhaps live a better life is what I want to do. And if I have to preach at a church every now and then, I'll do that.
Meanwhile, you're the minister of ice cream. Devon Brown, founder of Tahawka Brothers Ice Cream, as we said, featured in the 2005 documentary Boys of Baraka. And we will link you to his Kickstarter campaign. Devon, just a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It was good talking to you again.
So we'll have the link to the campaign, and also you can listen to our original interview about the Baraka School with filmmaker Heidi Ewing and Devon Brown at hereandnow.org.
And Robin, I don't know about you, but I'm suddenly hungry for ice cream right now.
We're so going to Baltimore.
Totally. This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.